Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm here sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world every evening. As the children prepare to go to sleep, go to bed, I'm here to tell them bedtime stories that only they can hear. And in turn, they tell me the stories of their everyday activities and all of the exciting adventures that they have. There's a family I visited, and they were quite a lovely family. There were five children, five glorious children, and they were all in their parents' bedroom. The parents had a big bedroom on the top of the house, big fireplace, and a big television set, and they all would watch a video together. And they had big, big pillows all over the floor. And they would scrounge on these pillows and lay on these pillows and talk with each other and share with each other and just enjoy all of the beautiful things a family does. The children were Marcello, Mattia, Martino, Michaela, and Melissa. Now, what an interesting name. Interesting, too, the M's started with Mariella, the mother, and Massimo, the father. All of them fantastic in their own right and in every other right, too. Now, the children had a great respect for one another, and this was taught to them by their parents. And it was sort of something from their heart, too. But they loved each other, and they took care of each other, and they made sure each other had all of the glorious opportunities that they had. Well, this is a sporting family, a very sporting family. They love sports. They love to go skiing. They love to go playing tennis. They love to do everything under the sun. They ride their bikes. They'd go up and down the mountains where they lived in Lugano in Switzerland, and they just loved everything about being together and being a family. And Melissa, the little one, Millie they called her, she was sort of the shortstop on everything. All the rest of them were naturally a little older, and all the rest of them were already proving themselves in their sports and proving themselves in the various skills that they were enjoying in life. But Melissa was just sort of watched. And all of them were very, very good. Top drawer tennis players, top drawer runners, top drawer cross-country skier, top drawer in everything they did. And they were just amazing, along with their dad and their mom. Both dad and mom were sports-minded, too. Of course, dad was more sports-minded than mom. Mom liked to do things, but she enjoyed taking the car to go places. Dad took the bike. In fact, he rode a bike, his motorcycle, to work every day because that was his joy. That was his pleasure, his delight. Well, Melissa watched the rest of the family growing up, and as she watched them, she saw the skills that they developed. And she played tennis, and she did these things with a modicum of joy, but she wasn't as good as her elder brothers and sisters, and that's to be understood. Then one day, she was asked to be in a tennis match. And all the things her sisters had shown her, her sister had shown her, and her brothers had shown her, all the things that her parents had shown her, they seemed to come to the fore. They came right to the fore, and Melissa went in for this contest of playing tennis, and she went against the other girls, and she won the game. Now, she won the game differently than her brothers and sisters. Her brothers and sisters were in it to be tough sports competition people. Melissa, she went in it as a pure lover, and she just loved herself. She loved the game, and she loved the other children. Now, she was just a little girl, but she had the aspirations of the rest of her family and how wonderful they were. And as I sat there with them on these great big pillows in their parents' bedroom, I said, "Well, kids, how are you doing?" And they said, we speak Italian. Do you speak Italian too? I said, of course, Mr. Candle speaks Italian. But of course, you kids can speak any language you want when you're with me, because I understand them all. Oh, Mr. Candle, that's pretty nice. Do you speak Luganese Italian from Lugano, Switzerland? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, try me out. And so we talked and talked. And I shared with them what I had heard about other children who love sports, too. And they said, well, you know, we love sports, but we've all sort of gone through the competitive stage where we've been the winner so many times it was no fun anymore. And so now we're just playing all our games for fun. We're playing our games to be ourselves and have fun, just to have a wonderful time. Well, that's very good, Mr. Kendall said. That's wonderful. You're certainly doing everything in the right way. If we would live all of our life to be ourselves and have fun, we would have fun and we would do things that would be just a joy and a delight all the time. Yeah, but you got to work sometimes. Well, make your work fun. Make your work fun. And when you do that, then you're doing exactly what you're saying. You say, you're being yourself and having fun. Now, if you're be yourself and have fun in your work, that's fantastic. Mattia, he said, I do that. I certainly do that. I like hard work. I like getting out and doing, cutting up trees and sawing down lumber, and I like doing all that good stuff. And Martino, he says, well, I like cross-country skiing. I like when I can put on my skis and just go and go and go and go and go in the competitions, and I'm always in the upper 10. I'm always in the upper group, and I love it, I love it, I love it. And Michaela, she says, well, you know, for years now, I've loved to play tennis, and I've been top-notch. And I would get out in the court, and I'd be just a tiger. And then I decided, no, why do that? Why get out there with such emotional energy that was going to waste? I'm going to love my opponent and not see my opponent and stare them down so they cannot have a chance to win. I'm going to love my opponents. And that she did. And what happened when you started loving your opponents, Mr. Candle asked? Well, when I started loving my opponents, Michaela said, they just melted. We not only became good friends, but I won too. And it was fun to play the game. And I played the game because it was fun, not because I was trying to win and trying to be better than anybody else, but just because it was fun. Marcello, the elder, he says, well, I've been through all that. And you know what I love? I love girls. I love girls. I think they're just wonderful. And he said, what? How, what do you mean you love girls? Well, it's a special day, you know, the day where you say your sweetheart's Valentine's Day. And I just had to go and buy some roses to give to my girls. Well, how many roses did you buy, Michaela? And Marcello, how many roses did you buy? Well, I bought 9 roses for 9 of my best girlfriends. 9 of your best girlfriends? How many girlfriends do you have? Well, I haven't counted them recently, but I'm sure a lot of them. Well, all of the kids were sitting there sort of smiling at Marcello, some coming into the awareness of girls and boys, and others just having them as friends. And Melissa, the little one, she just was a little angel always. She just always knew how to get everyone to do whatever she wanted to do. And she did it with a loving gesture in her heart. She was a girl who just knew how to be herself and have fun all the time. And she did it all the time. You know, Mr. Candle, Melissa said, I think that you're wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Why do you think I'm wonderful? Well, you come and visit us, and you sit on your candlestick there, and we can talk to you, and you can talk to us, but you never tell us what to do. You always say, if you be yourself and have fun, you can do anything. And you know, Mr. Candle, that's what our Our grandma tells us all the time, too. If we be ourselves and have fun, everything works out perfectly in the world. And our dad and mom, they live that. They really live that. And they're fantastic. Well, Chilt, you are certainly a lovely family. Thank you for sharing with me tonight. I think that everything you do is done because it comes right out of your heart. And when it comes out of your heart, it is always good and very good. You're headed for a life filled with peace and love and joy and happiness and every good thing. And you certainly have a good start on it already. Now, children, look out that window. Who do you see? Is that Mr. Sandman? Yeah, it is indeed Mr. Sandman. He's coming with his bag of pixie dust, the dust of wonderful dreams and wonderful thoughts and wonderful ideas. And he's going to sprinkle it all over you. So get ready now. Climb in your beds. Call Mommy, Daddy, come, let me give you a hug and a kiss. And Mommy and Daddy will come and give you a hug and a kiss and say, good night, sweethearts. I love you. Just like I'll say, good night, my sweethearts. Until next time, this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.